Hi, Tony.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing all right.
That's what I like to hear, especially coming from your neck of the woods. We're California based,
Yeah.
so we've just kind of been
Oh, wow.
watching what's going on all week.
Oh yeah, it's been crazy. So it's, everybody's having work, I hate to say it, thankfully it passed us, and I don't think it was expected for the dams to breach and all that. So that's really, just been something. So.
Yeah, scary. I know. I've been seeing a lot of it on the news. One of my son's godfather, he's like my best friend. He lives in I don't really know how to pronounce it properly. Hawassi.
Oh, Hawashi? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if that's close to you at all, but he had gone in.
It's probably about 3 hours
Oh
northeast.
yeah, that's far.
But
That's far.
he's up in that area. He's south of it, but he's definitely, the Hiawassee River goes through there, and it's controlled by a dam, and
Yeah, he was MIA for a while, a couple of days, and then he
Oh, wow.
finally reached out to me yesterday, and he was on top of this thing, and there's like sandbags everywhere, and he's taking this picture of himself, and it's just aiming down at almost like a valley, and there's a lake, but everything is just kind of like just flooded even in his area,
Yeah,
which is weird.
it's crazy.
Yeah, it's
Yeah,
just
it
really
really is.
scary.
I mean,
I was just happy to hear
his
from
son's
him,
been
though.
there a long time. Yeah, oh,
Yeah.
definitely. I'm sure. I'm glad he's okay.
Yeah.
So.
It's been rough. The Carolinas have been pretty rough, too, the last couple of days.
Yeah,
But,
definitely.
Tony, I know you were speaking with Tara about this Douglas County listing. She just asked me to jump on to do a managerial override on the pricing structure. She's usually the one that deals with a lot of the Georgia listings. That's her state. But did you have any questions like about the listing on Google or how the placement works while you were speaking with her?
No, I mean, I understand what she's saying as far as you do a word search, or you do a search and the keywords and the map, and these companies pop up and all that good stuff. So I get that. I understand the premise of it. So it's
Okay.
just
Yeah.
what's it gonna cost?
Right. So, I mean, obviously the major benefit is the first page placement, but there's a lot of different things that we do for your company. Right now it's mainly just TreeWorks Unlimited. That's going to be your main competitor for the tree category. And then it looks like Grassroots Turf is going to be the main competitor for lawn care. Both of these guys are doing what's called a platinum package. So they have a top to bottom service, white glove service. I mean, they have, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Facebook ads, the whole nine yards. They're not missing anything from their online profile. And what Tara's trying to get me to do is put you on their same package, but reduce the rate. So, I think she sent you a link to the pricing page. Usually the rate for a platinum package is $4.99 a month. I could actually reduce it down to just $2.99 with the credits that she requested, and then I can do what's called grandfathering in that pricing structure, so that way you keep that rate as long as you're with us. It won't actually go back up to the $4.99 rate, and then there's no other charges.
All right, I guess this is gonna bring up, what are my keywords that we're gonna go with?
Yeah, so we actually will customize and tailor the keywords to you during a client interview. So we'll have recommendations because of Google Analytics, but you have final say on everything that you're listed for, Tony.
Okay.
So Google Analytics is a system that lets us see going back like 10 years, which keywords in your service area have been searched the most. So when I submit your profile, there's actually a representative that's going to be doing the client interview that'll start doing keyword research and preparing for that call, and then you guys come together on what the keywords are going to be moving forward.
I got you.
Yeah, we don't want to play the guessing game or tell you what to list yourself for, because sometimes we list guys as like, oh, I'm in the tree category and I do tree trimming and I do tree, cutting, but I don't do stump grinding. So it's not like we just want to throw you in there as like a blanket category.
Right.
We want to customize it so that way we know the calls that you're receiving are actually qualified business opportunities and not just wasting your time.
Right, right, right. Mm-hmm. I gotcha.
Yeah, and same thing with the other placements too, like on Bing, on Amazon Alexa voice search devices, on the Apple Safari submission, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack. I mean, we don't just optimize your keywords for Google. It's the entire online business profile. We don't want you getting calls from anybody or being seen by anybody that's not an ideal prospect and going to be wasting, you know, minutes,
right,
seconds,
right.
Hours of your time.
Yeah.
But
right, right.
Yeah, Tara told me she was really excited about this one and asked me to reduce the rate. She said that, you know, you were doing some other things online that she verified is currently running Google Ads. I think she's talking about the Home Advisor by Angie's program. And so she's telling me, like, if he could do well with that, then she knows he'll do well with this. And I agree with that, just because, you know, obviously the stuff that's going on out there, the keyword tree trimming and tree removal within the 30-mile radius around Douglas County has over 1,800 hits just in the last 30 days. So,
yeah, I mean, it's my phone, honestly, just it goes nonstop. You know what I mean? So,
yeah, $299. We're just. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Oh no, I was saying. So, I mean, I'm definitely getting the phone calls. You know what I mean? So that's where the keywords come in, because there's another side of business that I deal with, the forestry mulching, that I'd rather, you know, sort of pursue. And the trees are fine, but I make more at the forestry mulching than I do the trees.
Nah,
and the forestry mulching needs more boost right now than the trees do. You know what I mean? If that makes sense.
Yeah, let me check it out. Well, obviously, we'll cover all your bases. We have about 15 different keywords that we list you for at a time, and then they're interchangeable.
Okay.
So if you're in your tracking system, obviously we want to target some forestry mulching right out of the gate, but if you ever want to change them, you could also change your keywords through your account management team. It's just a phone call.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got you.
Let's see what's going on for land clearing and forestry mulching. You do the land clearing as well, right?
Yeah, and I don't – so, you know, that's sort of a loaded question, because land clearing can be an acre
anything.
For a home site, or it can be 25 acres.
Right.
So
yeah.
I tend to stay on the, you know – I don't look at anything over 5 acres, just because I'm really not set up for it. And those guys that are making money off the wood, and, you know, they're sort of like Walmart. They're all about the quantity, you know.
Right.
So
okay.
Trying to be competitive with and make money, you know.
Yeah. Okay. I got a good idea though. So we'd want to kind of copy Outback forestry mulching and land clearing.
Yeah, and they're a big company, so they do a lot of the big stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They'll do smaller stuff, but they handle, you know, like 50-acre tracts and stuff like that.
Yeah, see, that's kind of one thing that's interesting. And we do run into that from time to time, but, you know, you got a keyword here where it's like, I don't know how to put... you know, 5 acre forestry mulching,
well,
or 25, you know,
honestly,
it's just kind of a blanket statement.
Yeah.
Read through
I'll
it.
Be honest with you, is I think if you just put the forestry mulching, we should be fine, because.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Call it timber company. You know what I mean? I'd
yeah.
rather get the phone call, you know,
and
versus.
Down and not get it. Yeah.
Right. Because,
yeah,
you know,
I
have another system that I go through, where, you know, they give you leads and you pay for them. Sort of like Angie's List, but they give you a little bit more detail, and it's strictly for forestry mulching.
Okay.
And it's like, you know, it you pay by the size of what the job is claimed to be, and it's just like, you know, so.
Yeah, I
hate
that
like
system.
I don't mess with it, you know.
I don't like Home Advisor by Angie's, though, where you pay for a lead, whether you get it or not. I'm not a big
fan. Yeah,
of that.
And that's... And, you know, some things, you know, are sort of a gimme, you know, like the tree work and stuff like that. I don't care for it, you know. It's not, to me, you know, how many times have they watched this lead before, you know, you get it, so.
Yeah, exactly. That's the main problem. If you look up FTC versus Home Advisor, it's kind of been an ongoing thing for years where they're you verify that they're selling the lead to four or five people, and they charge you for it whether you get it or not. So sometimes you're just paying for air or dead phone number, you know.
Well, yeah, just dead information. So.
Yeah, yeah. So you don't have to deal with that with this service because we just list you as a top option on the platform, so the people will be able to call you live, and you'll get real human beings contacted you, not a lead texted to you, and we won't charge you per lead or click or call. So the $2.99 covers everything. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. So I have to create a Google business profile for you and verify it because I'm not seeing one anywhere. I was just looking up All Seasons Outdoor Services LLC, and I couldn't find a Google business profile. But I did find a website.
Yeah, I don't have one, you know, that I know of, to be honest with you. So.
Okay, that's important. So we'll get that going right away. That just makes it so you even exist as a business on Google, and they can write reviews on you. And that's actually what we're going to go into the back end of and do the programming to move up to the first page. So they're basically going to be seeing like a condensed version of that, Tony.
Okay.
All right. So on the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
I want to use the 770. Is that the number you guys called? 770-900?
Yeah,
900. Yeah. Because I have with another company, I have an office phone number, you know, and that's fine, but I'd rather use a cell phone because it comes directly to me. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I like them being able to contact you directly too. You know, I don't want them going to some kind of answer service or, you know, anything that'll confuse them in that first 30 seconds of the call. You run the risk of kind of losing.
Right, just the headache.
Yeah. I have guys that use all these press one tracking phone numbers, and we tell them like, you know, calls drop because of that. You know, calls drop because of websites not loading. Like, we'll get guys that are, you know, actively jumping onto people's website, and it might take more than a 3-second loading time, and then they bounce and they go to somebody else.
Right.
Yeah. So we call it a bounce rate, is literally how Google identifies that, and we want to avoid that. Your website's good. I'm going to go ahead and attach this to the Google business profile. Do you own this domain name?
I do not.
Okay. So
how can I do that?
Usually you buy it before you build the website.
So the company that I have the advertising set up with on Facebook set it up. So I'm guessing they probably, I would like to say it's my domain name, but I don't know how to check that. You know, I mean, they set it up, so it's possible that they own it. That way, if I ever, you know, left them,
cancel them,
they keep it, and I'd have to. Right.
Right. Okay. What I'm going to do then is, because it's not giving me a definitive answer on if you own it or not either when I do the domain search. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to actually enroll you in a My Site, just a custom website design. I'm not going to charge you for it, but I'm just going to leave it in your account. And we're not going to really touch it, but if you ever leave those guys or do want to leave those guys and they're holding it hostage, we'll build one. We could rebuild it, you know, equal to or greater than what you currently have. We would just need you to send in like the photos and your logo so we can show Google we have approval, but we'll get it up and running, and I'll just kind of put that in there as an insurance policy, so that way if it ever does disappear on us, you don't have to play by their tactics. Is Tony short for Anthony?
It is.
Okay, yeah, it's my best friend's name. I call him Tony too. And then what's your last name, Tony?
Reese, R-E-I-S.
Okay. And then I got to send you everything in writing. It's Google requires that I send you everything in writing and an invoice receipt and also a Google verification form you got to fill out. What's your business email address?
It is All Seasons Outdoor, the number 4, the letter U at gmail.com.
gmail.com. All right. Save. Okay. All right, Tony. And how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed on Google?
I would say just 7:30 to 6 o'clock.
6 p.m. Okay, you go Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends too?
Yeah, I typically Monday through Friday, and people don't care.
Yeah, there is a little red and green icon though on your Google business profile that says open and closed. So if you're okay with it, I would actually
do Saturday.
Yeah, I was going to say Saturday and Sunday. If I put by appointment only, it still allows them to call you, but it kind of sets the precedence that, you know, you're more than likely going to schedule them out for Monday through Friday.
No, I like that. That works.
Okay. That way it doesn't prevent them from calling. They still got the green button there, but they got an idea. You probably won't be able to help them until later on or at your own discretion.
Right, right.
Okay. And then can you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
I can.
Save. All right. So I have your Google business profile created. I'm going to go ahead and submit it for verification here. And then you should receive a text message here shortly with the Google verification form. They're going to automatically send that out to you.
Okay.
This is important. You only got to fill this out one time for as long as you own your business in order to get Google verified. It's going to start off asking some pretty basic things, first name, last name, business name, email address. And then as you dive into it, it'll start asking you to send in pictures. So it'll ask you like pictures of tools and equipment, work vehicle with license plate. If you're uncomfortable with displaying the license plate number, you can cover it. They'll ask for business license and insurance if you have it. Okay, business card if you have it. It says business registration. An invoice and a photo of the workplace. You're going to see some of them will have a red asterisk next to it. Those are the ones that are more necessary. Some people, their workplace changes all the time. I've had guys send in pictures.
Yeah, we're home based.
Yeah, you know, I've had a guy like, here's my bandsaw, you know.
Really our workplace is like just different people's properties, you know,
yeah,
so it's not
exactly.
Even like
it's going to change all the time. So don't send me somebody's house, you know, especially without consent.
Right.
They just want you to fill it out as best as you can. Mainly look for the ones with the red asterisk. It's pretty standard.
Sure.
And then if anything's missing, it does tell you at the bottom, if you're missing anything and they can't verify it due to that specific thing that's missing, usually that's for big things like a license or insurance if it's required by your state. They'll actually three-way video call you. So you actually got to check the box at the bottom. You're okay with doing a video call with Google, and they'll verify your listing over the phone if they have to.
All right.
Okay. And then they're also going to send you a PIN in the mail called a PIN verification letter, too. That's how you get that little red dot on the map. Did you want me to hide your business street address?
Yeah, because, I mean, it really – It doesn't pertain to the business as far as customers. You know what I mean? They don't come here for anything. So
yeah, you're going to them.
Why do I?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, so they're going to reach out to me either email, text message, or phone call, you know, and then I'm going to go to their property, and then and that's how it works. And it's just like, you know, so it just, for me, it's just as much information as there is on us out there already. I'd rather just leave it off if I could. You know, so if they want to find me, they can, you know, I mean, it's as simple as that, but
yeah, well, I know you're not
put it out there.
Yeah. I know you're not hiding anything. It's pretty standard. That's the reason why I asked was, you know, usually Google tells us to ask you if it comes up as a residence, which it does. So I'll hide this, but it is going to still say Douglasville, GA 30134.
100%.
Okay.
Yep.
And then, the PIN will actually just be moved out to your nearest cross street. So even if they try to zoom in on that, they won't really get a accurate
and that's fine.
Location.
Yeah, okay. I mean, it doesn't matter. I don't have a sign in the front yard, so I mean, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't want anybody showing up in my house uninvited. I got babies.
Right.
You get an angry bear that way. All right. So I got your business profile set up here. For the client interview, is where they're going to go over your keywords, the service area, customize your campaign, It usually takes about 30 to 40 minutes to finish, but we do ask for an hour window in case you have extra questions or the call goes over. What would be the best time to have the representative walk you through the client interview?
What time zone are they in? I mean, for me, it would be evening, you know, when I'm off the job, not, you know, dealing with customers and stuff like that, where I can pick the time and, you know, sit down and go online and do it.
So it would be under Eastern Standard Time. The times they have available today in the afternoon would be 4 to 5, 5 to 6, or 6 to 7.
Let's do 6 to 7.
Okay. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to send a calendar invitation to you and the client interview technician. They will send a text message reminder 1 hour prior to the appointment. So you'll get that text there at about 5 o'clock. And then if anything changes or you can't make it, just let me know or respond to that text, and then we'll contact you and we can reschedule it. But we do want to get that going as soon as possible. I've already submitted the profile for the verification form.
100%.
Did you get that verification form?
Hold on 1 second. I got my hands full.
No worries.
Let's see here. Anthony, get your Google Business profile verified. Yes.
Okay. If you click on that link, that's the actual form.
Okay.
Okay. Should be pretty easy. If you have any problems with it, I'll send you my direct number and extension too. Usually takes guys about 2 to 3 days to get through it, but if you need help, I could always jump on the line with you, walk you through it.
Okay. Yeah, it'd probably be pretty self-explanatory, but I appreciate
it. Really is, yeah. And then once you do this, you won't have to jump through that loop again. Even if you leave the first page placement with us later, you're still going to stay Google verified and keep all that content and the things that we create for you. So it's a huge benefit too.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just looking for my direct number.
So do you guys cover anything else other than Google as far as?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, so the package that I have you on at the $299 rate is a platinum bundle. So it's Google, Bing, Amazon Alexa voice search results, Apple Safari. There is $100 that's going to be allocated directly into a Facebook business profile, and they'll run Facebook ads for you. And they'll do a bi-weekly posting on there. You might want to put more into that later on, but we usually use that $100 to run analytics through there and then do some trial campaigns in the first month and just see what works best for you. And then obviously with that data, then we'll present it to you. And if you want to go deeper into that, you could do it at that time. Then we do a popular directory submission. So you'll actually get all the popular directories like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack. There's up to 60 different ones, so I don't want to go blue in the face there, but you can opt in and out of them at your own discretion. So if there's ones that you specifically want or specifically don't want, we could always address that during the client interview or moving forward in the future. If you just say, hey, you know, why am I on AOL? Nobody uses AOL, or guy called me off AOL, and, you know, we could always remove it, but. The idea is to cover all your bases, so that way we're like a one-stop shop for you. And then I've also made the website optional for you too, so that way, you know, you don't have to have any extra marketing bills floating around. Once we got it up and running,
yeah,
to be able to help you.
I'll be honest with you with the one that I'm using right now. We're like a month and change into it, and it hasn't really produced much. You know, I mean, it's not cheap, you know, so it's just like, all right, you know, and it's one of those things where it's like, all right, we can try it. There's no contract. It's like I think it's every 4 months I pay, you know, and it's just, you know, we'll give it time, you know, of course, but, you know, it's just, it's something what you're doing seems a lot more beneficial to me as far as a search than what I have going on with those guys, to be honest with you. So
yeah, I mean, first page is where 90% of the traffic starts and stops. On a platinum package as a whole, I would say about 80% of your leads are going to come directly just from that first page placement on Google. And I think that says a lot, because You know, you got so many other things that we're doing for you, but they're not going to be able to generate the volume Google does. It's just what everybody
needs.
Yeah. So, but yeah, we should have all your bases covered with this campaign. In the future, we may make you an offer to advance, or if you want to grow, like this local listing will cover up to a 40-mile radius. If you're like, hey, I want to cover more ground than that, we could always do like Google Ads or Google Guarantee. Maybe if you hire some guys or you want to expand. So that's also a future conversation, just like the Facebook ads. You know, right now we just want to get everything up and running, start generating clients for you, and then, you know, with the data that that brings in, we'll make an educated move moving forward.
All right.
So I have the profile created and the client interview scheduled. How did you want to secure your first month's payment of the $299, Anthony? Or Tony, sorry.
I will give you a credit card.
Okay. Now, does this have the business name on it as well? Does it say All Seasons Outdoor Service?
It does. It's both. It's my name and the business. So.
Okay. Any middle initial in your name on the card?
B and A. Okay. Look at the card. Yeah. So it's my name, Anthony A. Reese, and then it's also All Seasons Outdoor Services.
Okay. And the billing address, is that going to be the same as the street address that they're sending the PIN verification?
It is.
Okay. All right. I'm ready for you.
All right. So we got 4246.
4246.
Mm-hmm. 3154.
3154.
0730.
0730.
4664.
4664. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
0529.
0529, and then three-digit code on the back.
743.
743, okay. I'm going to give you an outline of the service agreement here in writing, and then you got to sign off on that as well. And then they'll also send you a username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system. Oh, before I process the payment so they can send that over, I got to set your security question. So this is if you want to verify the identity of one of our representatives that contacts you, or if vice versa, if they want to verify the identity of someone calling in regarding your business. You have three options. You have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Let's see the city I was born in.
All right. Where were you born, Tony?
Cleveland.
Cleveland. I guess that's a nice change, huh? Cleveland to Georgia?
Yeah, right. It's funny because growing up
there.
I mean, I grew up probably about 45 minutes from Cleveland. And we actually had an amusement park in our town, Six Flags. Ended up buying it.
I love Six Flags.
So, I mean, so we actually had a SeaWorld, believe it or not, SeaWorld of Ohio.
In Cleveland?
Yeah, just outside of Cleveland, yeah.
No way.
Yep.
Did they have whales up there and everything? That climate?
Yeah, we had a killer whale.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
and they fly it back to Florida in the wintertime, and it was always on the news.
Oh, that makes
sense. Whatever the hell his name was. Yeah, was on the plane and blah, blah, blah. So, it's Cleveland, for crying out loud. So it was like a big story.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I couldn't believe that.
It was crazy.
I'm Googling it now.
It's still an outfit. Don't get me wrong, but...
wow. I just can't imagine a killer whale in that climate. So I'm just like, huh?
Yeah, so, I mean, in summertime it's hot. I mean, you reach your 100-degree days and stuff like that. But, I mean, it's like you only have 3 months of decent weather where you could do stuff like that. So
That's why I was just like, that's an odd location, I've taken my boys to the San Diego one in Southern California.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And it actually,
I love that.
So the amusement park that Six Flags bought, their properties had a common property line. They're literally next door neighbors. So that was probably, someone finding somebody and, hey, we got this land, and they worked the deal and they built that amusement park. And it was there for a long time. It wasn't just like it was there as long as I can remember until until probably 1995. And then it sold out to something else.
Okay.
Yeah. But it was there for a good, I would say, 25 years, 100%.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That was before my generation. You're showing your age there.
Oh, yeah. I'm a spring chicken, I can tell.
You sound good and healthy, though. You know, I was born in 91, so I'm going, 95.
I graduated in 93, dude.
Oh, wow.
Like, grind,
okay.
That was our thing, you know?
Oh, wow.
That was our
thing. Nice.
So,
you sound amazing for your age.
Yeah. Well, I'm not an old
person,
you know what I mean?
So I got my wheelchair here, you know, got my
scooter. Right?
Yeah, that's funny. I always say so you're lucky if you make it that far, you know. I've already lost some friends, you know, it's always the crazy one.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, it's weird how that happens.
Yeah.
But are you?
No, we lost them in high school. So
yeah, I lost a close friend of mine in high school. He right after he got this truck, I remember his dad was being devastated at this candle lighting that he had for him. But his dad bought him a new truck, and this kid used to ride like BMX bikes and everything. His name was Cody, and I remember he had went and decided he was going to take his truck off-roading, like it was his bike or something, you know, and side of it flipped, and he fell out of the window, and the car rolled over on him and squished him.
Yeah.
It was horrible. And he literally got squished like a bug.
I mean.
17 years old, you know.
Jackass was a big thing, you know, late 90s, and we actually had a kid that we went to school with.
It was
he choked on a freaking goldfish. Yeah,
he
swallowed it and he's gonna puke it back up and I guess his gills got stuck or something and he choked to death on it.
People. Yeah, that's a crazy one. I remember that actually. Right. I think I watched that episode of Steve-O doing that and he threw it back up.
Yeah, I mean it's just, if you're gonna be dumb, you gotta be tough. So.
Yeah, no, that's the truth. And I got two boys, so I worry about it all the time. They're 5 and 3.
I'm sure.
And, yeah, guys tell me all the time, you're so lucky you didn't have daughters. And I go, yeah, right. Like, boys are dangerous.
Yeah.
These guys are
that's right.
Stick a fork in a light socket and jumping off of stuff. And I'm screaming all the time when I get home. So that's why I'm so tired all the time. It's not the job. It's them. But I don't think I'll have to deal with it forever. At least I hope not. You know, it's just been the last couple of years.
Right.
Yeah. But you should be receiving some messages here, Tony. I haven't really heard anything come through, but you should have the outline of the agreement there in writing and get everything black and white and your receipt and should have a username and password that came through.
Let's see here. I got, this is John H. from Local Splash, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, it's just my direct number there. That's it. Yeah, there's a link right there. That's the outline of the agreement in writing there.
Gotcha. .com term. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I also emailed it all to you. So everything will be texted and emailed so that way you have it all in black and white, you know, what you're getting for the service. Because the rate that I have you, or the campaign I have you on is the Platinum Bundle. So it's usually a lot more expensive, right? A couple $100, and then there's usually a setup fee that goes into it and fees attached to the website.
Right.
I waived all those things, and I've reduced it down to that $299. So that way you have it documented if I'm gone one day. Not that I plan on dying, but, you know.
Right. No, I hear you. No. All right, cool.
All right.
So when I get some time this evening or this afternoon, I will review all this. Is there anything I need to click and send back to you before I get a call today?
No, it's just that. You want us to sign the subscription terms before the client interview, and then you could take your time with the Google verification. Like I said, if you need help with the Google verification, just call in. That's why I sent you my direct number. We also have 24/7 customer service available to you, too. So even if it's after hours, you just hit extension 1 and the same phone number.
All
right. But, I have to say this over the recording, right? First month's payment goes through today. It's October 2nd. 2024, it's going to be the discounted price of $299. Each month moving forward, it is set up to auto-renew. So you're not binded to a contract, but it is set up to auto-renew. We do recommend that you try it for at least 2 months since we're building everything from scratch for you. But you can cancel at any time. If you are going to cancel, we just want you to let us know before the next billing's due so we can stop the automated cycle. And it says, do you agree to those renewal and cancellation terms?
Okay. Yep.
All right.
I do.
And try to be responsive to your clients. Obviously, try to generate as many reviews as you possibly can. And positive
right.
reviews at that. If we have you on the first page, that's probably the only thing that can result in you losing your placement, where we'll tell you, hey, keep your money. We do fight for you. Like, we'll try to dispute reviews if they're not verified reviews. Like, if it just looks like a rogue person just wrote something bad.
Right.
But if it's actual clients, you know, that we're able to verify through your tracking system and things keep coming bad, we go, hey, keep your money, you know. So that's the only way you
can
lose. Can
we,
otherwise, you can
right.
run it as long as you have your
So
business.
I can't do any Google reviews until...
I've already submitted the profile.
System or
yeah,
okay.
So I've submitted the profile, but they have to verify it before they can actually write reviews on you. So.
I got you. So,
so we need you to fill out that
form. Can they write reviews?
Absolutely. We recommend it, actually.
Okay.
So,
I can do that. Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to want to do your Google verification first and foremost, right? Fill out that form so that way we can actually get it verified and launched it. And then
right.
once it's launched,
right.
there's a little button in your tracking system. We also have an app,
mm-hmm.
and you can just put in their number and send them a live link
mm-hmm.
to their phone. So they'll say, how was your experience, you know, with All Seasons Outdoor Services? And
okay.
It'll have a little star rating there, and then they can fill out a little paragraph and start writing them. So we actually recommend that you
All
do
right,
that.
Cool.
Send that to as many people.
Yeah,
as you
no. Cause, yeah, because I have a good clientele and people, you know, because I'm small business and I do a lot, like the forestry mulching is a big one. I mean, that makes
yeah.
me a lot of money.
Man, I wish you had started working on this in 2018, you know, not that I'm happy to start working with you today, but you know, six
yeah,
years.
I mean, and I'll be honest time. With you, the market up here is just so saturated, you know, so
mm-hmm.
with things being slow, it's sort of weeding a lot of people. I won't say weeding them out, but because I do other things, you know, I can stay afloat.
No, I hear you. It's not just about like the immediate return on investment from the clients. Obviously, this will help you build up your pipeline of business, no doubt. But just the reviews, you know, the reviews do play a role sometimes.
Yeah.
Like I'll have you up there next to guys like TreeWorks Unlimited, you know, they got like 328 five-star reviews. So it's, you know.
Wow.
Yeah. That's what
I'm
saying. Yeah. And they're right in Douglasville. That's the crazy part. It's called TreeWorks Unlimited.
Yeah, that is crazy.
Huh. 30
well,
plus years in business.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
if it comes
yeah.
to trees and, you know, there's just so many people that do it. It's just, you know, you don't know everybody. That's for damn sure. You know what I mean?
Right.
So,
well,
yeah. So the top recommended thing will help introduce you to those people, but building up the reviews,
yeah.
you know. So I was saying, if we could add six
right.
years of reviews, you know, it's always better to... start on this right away, but hey, better late than never.
Oh, yeah. No, 100%. I mean, you gotta, if you want to grow, you gotta do it. So,
yep.
And we're
yeah.
at that point.
All right. Well, I want to officially welcome you aboard, Tony. Say thank you for signing up with our Local Splash team here. Your client interview is locked in, so you should have that calendar invitation. It's going to be between 6 and 7. They're going to send you a
okay.
text message at 5 o'clock. It's just a heads up reminder.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I'll probably call you first, honestly, if I'm available, and then I'll just introduce you to them. So that way, you know, you're talking
okay.
to the right people. But if I am on a call, they'll just call you directly and walk you through it. So it's pretty easy.
Okay.
But, I'll let you get back to the rest of your day and then, we'll talk to you at 6. Okay.
Awesome. I appreciate it.
All right. No problem. You're very welcome. If you need anything too, don't hesitate to call. I'm just a phone call away. Save that number.
Sounds good. Thank you, John.
All right. You're welcome, Tony. Take care. I'll talk to you soon.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.